Praise God. Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise God, beloved. How you doing? How you doing? This is Apostle Evangelist William Foster calling here with Blog Talk Radio Ministries and Turning Leaf Ministries, along with my ministry, which is Total Recovery Healing Ministries. And we are just excited to be back with you again after a few weeks. Been on the road, been doing some traveling, been letting the Lord do what he do. Jesus, let's help us make money to do what we need to do, Lord Jesus. But we thank God for you. We thank God for allowing you to come in and listen in. And want to start back with the series, What God Has For Me, It Is For Me. I wanted to finish it off with letting you know that God is not through blessing you. And we want to come from, today, Genesis, where God left out letting Abraham know what it is that he was getting ready to do for him and Sarah, his wife. But we were going on to shift over to Genesis 17 and beginning at the very first verse. And we're going to do a little jump around. I'm going to bring you up to speed on what it was that we spoke of about 2 weeks ago. Jesus, I would that you please go to the throne of grace with me so that we may honor the Father for the gift of his understanding and the wisdom that we need. Father God in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your miracles. We thank you, God, for your keeping power. We pray that you bless these, your people that have called and listened in, Father, that they may receive yet another time, another chance to get a rhema word, Father. We thank you for your food, oh God, that is substance to our souls and to our spirit, Father, that we may live an eternal existence, Father, even while yet here on earth, Lord, striving to perfection to get to where we need to be with you. Lord, now we pray that you just continue to open up our ears and our hearts, our minds, and our understandings to your word, Father. And we pray for your keeping power. We thank you for your, oh God, binding up every distractor spirit, every spirit that will cause any type of detour, dilemma towards your word. For your word says that your word of God is never bound. For this, God, we thank you, we honor you, and we bless you both now, henceforth, and forever. And I pray that you keep me and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. For you are my Lord, my strength, my deliverer, and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, we do pray and give you thanks. Bless God and amen. Yes, today, we want to talk about, oh God, what God has for you, it is for you. Oh, Jesus, what God has for you, it is for you. And God is not through blessing you. Oh, Jesus, we're going to Genesis, the 17th chapter, beginning at the very first verse. And it said, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, and the Lord, I'm sorry, I'm coming from the King James Version. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Lord. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto them or unto thee and to thy seed after thee. In verse 8, and I will give thee and thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. God was simply letting us know. God was simply sending promises and telling Abraham off top, I'm going to do some miracles for you and bless you like never before. Then he skipped on down. Let's go. Going down to about verse 15, he said that, and oh Jesus, he had to change even his wife's name. Oh God, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be, and I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless thee, and, oh God, she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, my God, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. Look at this situation. Abraham laughed first, then Sarai, after a while, when she heard the situation that was going on, when the angels came to come and visit them, she also saw that they were messengers that needed to be blessed. So she came and ran to her housemaids and told them, look, let's make something for a great meal for the men of God that's coming, and let's see what they got to say. Now, if we're going to read on, oh God, because there's a lot to read. We're going to read on. Then Sarah, as she heard it, she laughed within her own mind in the tent as well. But if you understand something, what God has for us, it is for us, without a doubt. Notice he said, indeed. I'm not just saying words. I'm not just blabbing off at the mouth. I'm not just kicking the willy bobo. I'm not just telling you something that sounds good to your ears. But at this point, it wasn't sounding good, really, to their ears because, oh, God, look at their age, their time, and their dispensation of what they were going through in their life. Had just went through a battle, had just come out of war, going through some things that, were very, very strenuous because now my father has died, his father has died, and he's dealing with some things because the situation was so very strenuous. So he had to come and say, well, God, look, how did you go tell me that I'm getting ready to have a baby? I'm 100-something years old almost, right? The girl, she's 90-something years old, and we just, oh, you're going to have children? Good God, where you get that from, Father? Well, you have to understand, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or imagine or think in our minds or hearts, oh, God, according to the power that worketh within us. But back then, they didn't have that power according to now that we have that works within us. He only believed righteously so then. Back then, they believed in righteousness, and they only really knew Satan, good and evil. God help me. But because Jesus came, there is a new covenant and a new spirit that follows and comes along with what God is doing in this dispensation of time. Thank you, Jesus. But God had given them a regiment of faith even then to let them know, oh, God, as long as I'm with you, thank you, Jesus, and as long as you abide with me, oh, God, I'm going to help you and bless you in the way that you should go. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, now here they are, laughing and within their hearts, saying that they didn't, you know, understand what God was talking about. Well, it was just as sure as God was trying to let him know that he was going to have a child. Oh, God, Jesus, it was just as sure as they were trying to help God. Oh, God had said, well, hold up, I didn't tell you that I needed your help. I just need your cooperation. God, Jesus, I don't need you to try to, oh, God, devise the plan for me. The plan has already been devised and already made and meted out for you to follow, oh, God, the correct order of it. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God, and a lot of times when God has blessed us and touched us and told us something that he's going to do, oh, God, yes, it seems as if it's going to be, God, forever for the promise to come to pass. Thank you, Jesus, because no doubt in my mind he was telling them or already setting up the plan when they were like 40-some years old or 30-some years old or what was going to happen in their life. Thank you, Jesus. But because of the time that I was different then, different even now, thank you, Jesus, God had to speed up some things and speed up a process for the plan and the promise to be, oh God, complete in their life. The Bible says it like this. Jesus said, except he delay his coming. Oh God, a lot of things are not going to happen the way that we feel that they should or are going or were supposed to be in our life. But what God has for me, oh God, see, I have to remind myself this every single day. Can I go and read another scripture to you? Let me go there real quick. Huh? Oh God, well, I feel like we need to, oh God, kind of explore this one just a little bit too. It might help us just out just a little little bit. Romans, the fourth chapter. Oh, God, when Paul was trying to let him know the conclusion of the whole matter of the faith of God and how we're supposed to trust in God. Thank you, Jesus. Romans, the fourth chapter, beginning about the very first, let's see, 13th verse. He said, for the promise that should be the heir, that he should be the heir, I'm sorry, of the world, was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh what wrath, and where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, if it of faith, that it might be by grace to the end, the promise, oh God, might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which also, thank you, Jesus, also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. My God, as it is written, for I have made thee a father of many nations, him who had believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were. Oh, God. See, God had to step in and call her womb back to life. Thank you, Jesus. Notice, the Bible said he got in us from the very beginning and breathed life in us. He brought life when he breathed on us back in the very beginning of Adam and Eve. Thank you, Jesus. And if we go back to Genesis, the first chapter, second chapter, third chapter, and we'll see what God said. He made them and he blessed them in the beginning. So the blessing is sure. The blessing cannot be reversed. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, curses may come, but the blessing of God, thank you, Jesus, is sure. Oh, God, I don't care what the devil has told you or told me. God said it, and that settles it. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I have the ability, you have the ability to call those things to be not as though they were, because he gave us dominion and power and authority even then. Everything that was out of order, everything that was out of whack, oh, God, when they spoke it and spoke about the thing, it had to line up, thank you, Jesus, because the power of God was sure, and the revelatory expression of God was yea and what? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go here again. Let me finish reading this. Thank you, Jesus. In verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Oh, God, according to that which was spoken, it was spoken, it was spoken, it was spoken, it was spoken. I'm going to deal on that in a minute. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, or not being, you know, topsy-turvy, or not being, you know, God, in a full of doubt or any kind, thank you, God, he considered not his own body now dead when he had was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but what? Was strong in faith, giving glory to God, not giving glory to his situation, not giving glory to the problem, not giving glory to the, oh God, the issue, not giving problem to the, oh God, Jesus, the substratum of what's going on in his life, but he gave glory to God and being fully persuaded that he had promised, that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Let me go back to this one word. He said, which was, in verse 18, in the second stanza, which was spoken, God told me, oh God, Jesus, some months ago, he said, the problem with y'all is now, he said, you heard the word, but you don't hear the word. Oh God, help me. It was already spoken, and God had to come back and speak it again unto Abraham and Sarah to let them know that what you heard, oh God, you didn't quite grasp, but now you need to hear and let this thing get vigorous in your ears, and you need to let this thing sink down in your soul. Thank you, Jesus. There is a part of God that he's always calling for in the beginning as well as in the end. Oh, Jesus, what do you mean, preacher? Well, pay attention to what the word said. He told Joshua, if you meditate upon this word, both day and night, not just you meditated upon it yesterday, but day and night, meaning that's a continuous thing every day. There is a place where God is calling for us to hear him and not just heard him. Oh, Jesus, because when you heard something, you thought that what it was, but it was totally different when you hear it again. That's why he brings forth revelation, and he gives more situations in our life to change the revelation of what he's doing, so we can always be on top of our game when Satan is trying to come at us
ourselves with the wrong word or with the wrong thing. Thank you, God. And I got it. That's why he told you what I got for you, it is for you. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm not through blessing you because you're still alive. You're still living. You're still some things that are going on in your life that I want to bless you with and keep you and help you with. Oh, Jesus. I want you to be able to be so blessed in this walk. I want you to be able to be so blessed in this talk, oh, Jesus, that nothing my enemies can hurt you, harm you, shelter you, or shield you, or stop you from what I got for you. Thank you, Jesus, because my plans are real. My plans are, oh, God, yay and amen. I'm trying to bless you in the way that you should go. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. There are so many things, so many purposes, so many promises that God has put on the earth for his people. Thank you, Jesus. And our God, and the problem is, thank you, God, we took our eyes off what God was doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we start looking at the things around us. Thank you, Jesus. Our God, seems similar to like how Peter stepped out the boat on water when Jesus told him to come. Thank you, Lord. When he came out on the water, yes, it was all to the good because he had that, oh God, adventurous faith. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. And in his mind, he said, okay, well, what he got for me, I'm going to get it. Thank you, God. But all of a sudden, thank you, Jesus, our God, his eyes was kind of open around what he was seeing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, when he began to look around and start seeing the waves and how the trouble was hitting up against him and how everything just began to get so boisterous and stuff started getting so unseemly and so uncomely. Hold up. Oh, God, it seemed like, oh, God, my son ain't going to get out of jail. It seemed like, oh, my daughter ain't going to never stop being a prostitute out there in the streets. It seemed like that boy ain't going to never stop selling dope. It seemed like, oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost, that, like this sickness ain't going to never live above me. But the devil is a liar. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, because when I say that I'm whole, healthy, and healed, oh, God, that means my word is pure, my word is true. Oh, God, Jesus, oh, God, came to talk to David, oh, God, a long time ago. He said, well, what's going on, and why is it that I'm feeling so down in my soul? He said, oh, God, talk to yourself and make your soul know that it is me who, oh, God, help you, and not you yourself. Good God, you are my sheep, oh, God, of my pastor. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, you got to tell yourself, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm, oh, God, of the flock, and I of the seed of Abraham. I'm blessed and not cursed. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, my child is blessed and not cursed. I thank God I had a real wonderful conversation with my son the other night. Oh, Jesus, and God has blessed me. Oh, God, bless me so through that boy. I bless God for my children. Yes, Lord. It ain't just my son, but my children. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. And because my seeds are blessed, I am blessed. Oh, God, extraordinarily so, because, oh, God, it helps me to stay more focused than where I've ever been before in my life. Well, preacher, what about me? What about, okay, well, Lord, this is a word. I'm trying to get you to understand. I had to speak the expression and the expository word over my children and over my life for them to continually be blessed and not allow Satan to come in and curse their minds through unbelief and through, oh, God, Jesus, through doubt of any kind. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and when I say they have their own mind and they know which way their hearts want to be, and I pray that God continue to keep them in the right place. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, they tell me some things, and they help me and teach me and get me to the right place. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, my son almost died, just like I almost died when I was born. Yes, my daughter has some, oh, God, some, woo, hellacious complications when she was born, but God has saved us and changed us and rearranged our mindset because somebody was praying for us, had us on their mind, because we understood and they understood that what God has for them, oh, God, it is for them. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and when I speak life and when I think life and when I think about the love and the faith and the hope and the charity and when I believe God for what he already told me, then, oh, God, oh, God, he is my shepherd and I shall not want, and he making me to lie down in green pastures. Yes, he commands me to be blessed. He commands me to have the great things in life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, my prayers change and I get my mind to the place where I'm not just praying natural things, but I'm praying supernatural things. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying spiritual things because I understand what I do for Christ is what's going to last, not just what I do down here on this earth. Yes, the Lord has blessed me in Colossians and told me the first chapter, the ninth verse. Yes, oh God, I'm praying for you. I'm praying without ceasing because I know that you need to be filled with the Spirit. I know that you need to be filled with the knowledge of his will, and I'm praying that you go through whatever you're going through with joyfulness. Uh-huh. Thank you, God, and happiness. Thank you, Jesus. I know it's a trial that's getting ready to come. Why? Because I must suffer persecution for Christ's sake is not for the sake of William. Notice the word said, he lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Ah, not mine. Thank you, Jesus. And because it's not my name's sake, and because I'm standing on the promises of God, because I'm standing in the window of God, because I'm standing on the word of God, yes, God, everything that I desire, everything that I'm praying for, everything that God gives me conscience-wise, I know that it's God, my Jesus, and not me myself. Yes, Lord, it is he who had made me. Yes, God. Oh, God, it is in him that I live and move and have my very being. Yes, God. Jesus, and because God is blessing me, what he has for me, it is for me. Thank you, Jesus. And I know that he's not through blessing me. Yes, God. It's not just about me, but it's about my peers and the people who I love, those who are around me, those who I pray for around the world. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. I'm sowing my seeds of faith everywhere I go. Yes, God. While I'm on the road, while I'm traveling, while I'm driving. Yes, God. I'm stopping at truck stops and talking to people and letting them know who God is and the goodness of Jesus. Yes, Lord. See, the mission is everywhere. Yes, God. And because I'm on a mission, the mission has to be put out there. Thank you, Jesus. The mindset, the word of God has to be put out there. Thank you, Jesus. Satan is on our track like crazy, but it doesn't matter. God is dusting off the trail and dusting off the track to let us know. Yes, God. Don't worry about what's behind you. Don't look at what's behind you. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be concerned about what's back there. What I need you to do is forward march. Yes, God. And because when you forward march, when you look at what God is trying to tell you, when you look at how God is trying to put it in your hand, oh, God, when you look at how, that's what he was trying to tell Abraham. What is he talking about, man? Don't be telling somebody, oh, I ain't going to do it here, you don't know. No, I don't care about how long it seems like it takes. Oh, God, that's the biggest thing Satan deals with concerning the people of God. It is the dispensation of time. Thank you, Jesus. Notice how long it took for them to have a child. But he wasn't staggered or he wasn't wavering in the promises of his faith. His mindset was made up. Thank you, Jesus. His heart was made up. Thank you, Jesus. And no doubt in my mind, even though Jesus and the angels did come and talk to Sarai or Sarah or whatever, he still had to do some encouraging his own self. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, God, but you got to understand, Jesus, what God has for you, it is for you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and oh, God, finally, see, they tried to help him. Talking about what's about Ishmael, because she gonna give her handmaid to her. Talking about go and do something with her, and you know we'll have a baby, and then maybe God, you know, just be appeased by that. No, no, no. God ain't crazy. God ain't lazy. God ain't slack or slothful. He knows exactly what he's doing, when he wants to do it. Everything that he has for us, believe me, you, it's coming. Notice I said, Jesus said he delayed his coming because of the promises that he had made to the people of God. That's why, thank you, Jesus, a lot of people have died, but some have died prematurely out of their own, oh, God, Jesus, desperation and attempts to do stuff that didn't have nothing to do with God. Thank you, Jesus. But because God has opened up our eyes and our mindsets to see exactly what it is that he has for us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, he said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on him and be of good cheer. Uh-huh. Wait on the Lord and be of patience, and he will strengthen your heart. He will help you. He will bless you. He will, oh, God, give you another discourse from where you were to get back to where you need to be. Thank you, Jesus. That's why Jesus told the disciples, is that when you pray, pray like this: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, not just on earth, but in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts, our trespasses, our sins, or whatever you want to call it. Thank you, Jesus. We forgive those who trespass or have debts or sins against us. Lead me not, lead me not, lead me not, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil door, the evil one, the evil doings of our own self and its own fleshly way. Yes, God, Jesus, my mind has to be changed. My heart has to be changed. That's what he was trying to tell Abram. The reason why he gave him the name Abraham, because he finally changed his mind on the things that he was and the place where that he was. It was when he left that place, that's when God was able to change the things that he was trying to do for him. Oh, God, his mindset was still stuck back there with his daddy in a dead place, in a dead situation. But God said, I'm bringing you from death to life. Thank you, Jesus. I'm bringing you from, oh, God, helplessness to hope. Thank you, Jesus. I'm bringing you from being hurt, oh, God, to being helped. Thank you, Jesus. I'm binding up every wicked way. Thank you, Jesus. I'm keeping and casting off every sin. anything that's not like God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to bring you to a place of charity, of love, oh God, of hopes and dreams and things that can be accomplished through your life now. Yes, God, I don't have time to be wondering if I am or if I'm not going to get what God has for me, because the I am have already told me that he is with me. Oh, God, and I have not need for to worry about anything or anybody. Thank you, Jesus. If it's a purposeful meaning for my life, then it is and it shall come to pass. Yes, God, Jesus, I'm not praying to be rich. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying to be happy and healthy. Thank you, Jesus. And if I'm healthy, then God brings wealth anyway. Thank you, Jesus. And he shows me what it is that he has for me and the promise. Oh, God, Jesus, along the way, I just have to be obedient and do exactly what God tells me to do. Yes, I can get out of place, but now I'm back in place and I'm in position. And once you get in place and in position, then the promise can hit you right there where you are. Thank you, Jesus. You're like the X on the map. X marks the spot. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and while I'm in position, oh, God, I'm beseeching God. I'm meditating. I'm praying. I'm telling God what it is that I know that he can do. I bless him. I adore him. I worship him. I embellish him. I give him the glory that's due unto his name. Not my situation, not my issue, not my circumstance, not my problem, not my weariness. Thank you, Jesus. Why? They can't do nothing for me. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I hear people saying all the time, I love what my, oh, God, what my mentor said. Oh, God, and I love it. See, you know, well, I was praying within myself. I was praying internally. I don't feel like I had to pray out loud. And I, where'd you get that from? The Bible said, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Lift up your head and don't be afraid. Who you embarrassed by? Who you ashamed of? Huh? Who you hiding from? I was sitting in a truck stop yesterday, and I had my YouTube going, and it was loud. Good God, it was loud. Jesus. And I started to turn it down because, you know, I just believe in trying to practice proper etiquette. But the Holy Ghost said, turn it back up. I said, what? He said, turn it back up. He said, because you got to understand, this is the world. The world needs to hear what's going on in, oh God, in the spiritual world. Thank you, Jesus. And I turned it back up, and 2, 3, 4 drivers were sitting behind me. They were talking loud at first, and then I got up to go get some salt or something, some ketchup. And then they got quiet, and the man looked at me, and he was like, And then he said, hold up. He said, did he turn it back up? I said, yeah, let me put it to the side so they can hear you. And then the Holy Ghost says, did you hear what he just said? Did he turn it back up so they could listen? They wanted to hear what it was that God was saying in this hour of their life. Thank you, Jesus. That man said, amen. And everybody shook hands, and they cleared the table and said, man, we need to go back to doing that. Where was he at? Thank you, Jesus. Where you from? I told him, man, well, God bless you, man. Well, God bless y'all as well. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? But see, you got to understand, I don't have time to be afraid. I don't have time to sugarcoat and be ashamed of whatever it is that God got for me. Thank you, God. Jesus, because I want somebody to know that I'm, oh, God, blessed and not cursed. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, when they look at you, they ought to see the light of God shining. Oh, God, just like Moses when he came out the mountain, they couldn't even stand to see him because he was so bright. Good God. And that's what God is saying. When you open up to me, when you talk to me, when you praise my name, when you bless me and give me the glory that's due unto my name, I turn around and bless you back. Oh, God, was in the car place early yesterday morning, and all I told the man, I said, man, look, I don't have my, tax exempt, but I just raised my hand. I said, but can I get my preacher discount? He said, you know something? I'd do that for you. The man took $20, $30 off. I said, well, good God. I said, real good then. See, you got to understand, you don't know what God is doing, but God is doing something. When you're down to nothing, he up to something. And the man blessed me to where I had enough money to pay for it. Thank you, Jesus. And had some money left over to do some other things that I really needed and wanted to do. So God is still blessing. God is still in the miracle business, and God is still in the promise-making business. So I pray your strength in God, and I pray that you've been encouraged, and I pray that God has enlightened your mind, your eyes, your heart, your ears, and God, and everything about you through this message. And I pray you pray my strength from the Lord. And if you have any questions, comments, or concern, you can always email me at FosterAP1@AOL.com. That's FosterAP1@AOL.com, or WILCHIL41@gmail.com. I love you. God bless you. Be encouraged. And we will speak again later. Be blessed.